Our study this morning is in Psalm 34, 1 to 22, God's help for male heads of households facing overwhelming workplace crises. God directs male heads of households to make a living for the families as part of their testimony. You'll recall 1 Timothy 5, 8 says that if one does not meet the livelihood needs of his family, that is, of his own immediate household, he's worse than an unbeliever and has denied the faith. So it's an essential part of a testimony of a man to provide for his family. However, such men can face humanly overwhelming crises in the workplace, needing God's help. And Psalm 34, 1 to 22, offers insight on this matter with lessons that are applicable for us today. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get into his word. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for the indwelling presence and power of the Holy Spirit to equip us to understand the word and then to use it. We ask this morning for wisdom to understand the text and to apply it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'd like to read the psalm from the King James Version and then we'll get into it from the Hebrew text. Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, frightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from off the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Okay, verse 1 in the Hebrew text comprises the introductory remarks of the English Bible. The part that I read there before we actually started in the psalm itself is actually verse 1 in the Hebrew text. But we're going to stay with the numbering system in the English Bible for clarification with this lesson. So in the Hebrew text, you actually have 23 verses, but in English, it's just 22. And we're just going to stay with the numbering system in English. So we translate Psalm 33, 1 to 22 as follows. Quote, this is from the Hebrew, I will bless Yahweh at all times. Remember, Yahweh is the term that God used when he revealed himself to Moses at the burning bush. That means the I Am, the covenant-keeping Lord. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips. My life principle, that's the nephesh, that means a physical, spiritual, emotional life. My life principle will boast in Yahweh. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. I sought Yahweh and he answered me. Verse 3, glorify Yahweh with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look unto him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This afflicted man cried and Yahweh heard him. He saved him from all his narrow straits. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and he withdraws or delivers them. The picture is God encamps all the way around and then he pulls a person out of the trouble that he's in. So there's a circle and then he pulls them out from the middle of it. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the adult male. This is the Hebrew word geber, which refers to a man perceived as a strong warrior versus the non-combatants he defends, his wives, his children, other dependents in his home. So this is, blessed is the adult male warrior who seeks refuge in him. Fear Yahweh, you his holy ones, for there is no lack for those who fear him. The lions may grow weak and be hungry, but those who seek Yahweh will not lack any good thing. Come, my sons, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. Whoever you desires life and loves to see wholesome days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and perform what is wholesome. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of Yahweh is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and Yahweh, emphatic position, hears them. He snatches them away, Nasal, out of all of their narrow straits. Yahweh is near to those of a heart that is broken in pieces, or shattered, Shabar, and to those of a crushed or a contrite spirit he saves. Many are the calamities of a righteous man, but out of them all Yahweh snatches him away. He preserves all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil will slay the wicked, and the foes of the righteous will be condemned. Yahweh redeems the life principle of his servants, and not one of them will be condemned who seeks refuge in him. Now, there are key observations about this psalm that help us to understand its application for today, and this is important. David was a warrior in occupation, and when he wrote this psalm, he was writing it in regards to his occupation as a warrior. So God's rescue of him from narrow straits in that realm, his realm of his occupation, makes the psalm most applicable to adult male heads of households. And it's interesting that David uses the word geber in verse 8, which is a very technical word. There are several words for man. There's Adam, which is man or mankind. There's Ish, which is nobleman. But geber is a warrior. And it's a warrior who's in his prime of life. It's an adult man, as opposed, very much opposed to women and children and anybody else. So he's talking about him in regards to his occupation as a soldier. So this psalm is most applicable to male adult heads of households who face great workplace crises. Now, we're not saying that this can't be applied by women and children. We're not saying that. But the first application appeals to men who are having problems or who are running into superhuman trials in the workplace where they're supposed to make a living. So the psalm then teaches that men in the workplace need God's help there, as their job can present them with superhuman trials that they must overcome to earn a living for their dependents. Now they must walk uprightly with the Lord and seek refuge in him for God to provide solutions to their workplace trials. I think every man, when he marries and then he starts to have a family, he recognizes the tremendous weight, the burden that is on him, because he's responsible, and he senses this as a Christian. He's responsible to bring home the bacon for the family, to keep a roof over the house, over their heads, and food and clothing and all this, paying the taxes. And if you're running into a problem in the workplace where you get your income from that can be pretty threatening. And what we need to recognize is what David did, is that we, as adult male heads of households, have to hide in the Lord. The Lord is our security. The Lord is our provision in the workplace. So we've got to look to him. And it's interesting, several times David talks about the Lord snatching him. David was surrounded by, he'd already run from Saul. He was down in Gentile territory. And he was in the workplace, as far as a military man, he was surrounded by Philistines, who were technically enemies of Israel. And so to escape, he faked madness or insanity in front of Abimelech. That was somewhat faithless on his part. But David knew what it was like to be in a situation that was over his head. And there's a tremendous lesson here. We must look to the Lord. Getting the job, getting the right job, keeping the job, functioning in the job, we as male adult heads of households need to trust in the Lord. Many times, the burdens that we face are much too great for us to handle. Got to let God do it. So David, as an anointed king, as well as a head of household, experienced and taught all men responsible to make a living for their families, to revere and heed God so as to obtain his help in superhuman trials that they face in the workplace. So may we male heads of households heed David's example and admonition for blessing in our roles. This is so incredibly important. I've counseled at times men who get into situations like this where they're in real trouble and it's really scary. And I talk about, okay, this is where you have to live by faith. Well, yeah, I know that, Pastor, but keep in mind, I've got bills to pay, I've got house payments, I've got yada yada, and away we go. And I said, yeah, I know. You've got to trust the Lord. And then I'll go and I'll talk about the time that when I came to Nepog Church, we actually had no money. We had nothing in savings, we had no cash on hand and everything. We got down to that point. And at that time, we had been accepted here at Nepog Church. And the bank, even though I had no money, had no credit rating, nothing. The bank put the money for the house aside already in the bank. Now, that's unheard of, but it happened. And so the Lord provided from nothing. And the church actually gave us some money so we could get up here and so forth, and we made it. During that time, just before that time, my brother had sold a van, and he made some money off it, so he sent us $1,000. We lived off of that for a number of weeks, so we could just begin to make it. But we saw the Lord provide, and we've never forgotten it. And every time I look at my house, I recognize it's the Lord's, because if it hadn't been for him, we wouldn't have been able to get it. We wouldn't have gotten the loan from the bank, anything. I mean, since when does the bank put money aside for you and you have no credit rating? None. doesn't happen, but it did. So we need to trust the Lord. And if the Lord wants us to serve him in a particular job, he will open up the door. He will make it possible, and he will make us succeed in the situation. So may we all look to the Lord at all times. It's interesting, you'll notice verse 18. Yahweh is near those of a heart that is broken in pieces or shattered, and to those of a crushed or a contrite spirit he saves. And this is in the context of talking about men. One of the best things for a man to do, a warrior, a man who's the head of his household, is to recognize his limitations and to work with it. Recognize that you have to get to the point where you recognize life is actually too big for anybody to handle, let alone a male head of household. So what we have to do is look to the Lord and trust in him. And humbly recognize that fact. David recognized it. He was already anointed to be a king, but he was in the situation where he recognized that he was way over his head. The disciples faced this when they were in the boat. Remember, they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, and they became terrified because the waves were flooding in. And these men were in the area of their area of expertise. A lot of these men had been fishermen on that lake, and Jesus had called them. And he got them into a situation where they were in a trial that was too big for them to handle in their area of expertise. And they cried out to him, and then he helped them. And that was designed by the Lord to teach these apostles, you better not trust in yourselves, you better trust in me. And it's interesting how he did that. But David picks up the same thought here. And it's very, very healthy to recognize that we have to rely upon the Lord as men. So may we male heads of households heed David's example and admonition for blessing in our roles. And we can apply this. Ladies can apply it. Children can apply it as well, but specifically men. In our culture, there's a tendency for a man to expect himself to be a Mr. Macho, control of everything. And all that does is leave a man open to collapse, because eventually you're going to run into something that's bigger than you to handle. Very important for a man to recognize his limitations and trust the Lord. Okay, we'll open it up for questions or feedback that you have. It could be on the psalm itself. It doesn't have to be. If there's something else, we'll address it. We'll seek to address it.